Welcome to Nerdy 4, the comedy podcast where I, Amy Brown, ask fun and interesting people what they're nerdy for. I have a very fun and very interesting person in my costume chamber here today. She's been doing comedy for 12 years. She DJs parties. She does emceeing. You have a faith-based improv, clean comedy improv group. And I met you in probably 2018, so long ago, and your energy is always so bright and shiny.
Thank you.
Please welcome to my podcast, Jessica. It's all good.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. All right. So I'll ask you some questions and whatnot. And this is, I also thought it might be fun for us to try to, because we are both, I think we both got the same message from God or whatever, that like I feel like I'm supposed to channel joy energy and share it where I can.
Okay, that's
I got
awesome.
That in a meditation one time. Ooh. Did you get that? Because I feel like your energy, like all your posts on social media are so bright and shiny. Like,
thank you.
They come through the phone at you. Like, it's like a hug.
That makes me feel good because I'm trying to hug the world as much as possible. So I'm glad to know that, because you always know what people think on the other side.
Oh, right? No, yeah. I'm on it. I like and subscribe. I'm on board.
Oh, gosh, I'm blushing.
I know. Even like the introverts are probably like, oh, God, this girl again.
It's just, hey, it's me again.
Oh, my God. You
what's
guys,
that? Hey.
Total blast. Oh, my God. Let's go through like the 10 things you have to like, total blast.
Okay.
Best night ever. What are some
epic. I use epic a lot. Y'all, last night was epic. Every day is freaking epic.
Oh my God, you guys, this was off the hook. Off the hook.
I need to use off the hook. I forgot that one because I'm like, oh my God, I say the same stuff. Last night was amazing. What a wonderful night. And then I look at posts. I'm like, you just had a wonderful night the other day. So tonight is going to be epic. So off the hook. Do they still say off the chain?
Oh.
I could use off the chain. Ooh. Off the chain.
Is that like a dog in a yard? Is that a reference to that? Joel?
What?
Off the chain.
Did you ever
use off the chain? You ever hear that vernacular?
I've heard it, but I was wondering what its origin was.
I don't know.
Etymology. That's a word we learned on the podcast two or three ago.
So this is an educational
podcast. There's entomology, and that's for ants, and etymology. Etymology is for words. I think I got those wrong. I'm very dyslexic. It's a problem.
If it makes you feel better, I am a comedian, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do with those.
I only speak jazz hands. Let's go.
Boo! Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. This is a fun one. It's in reference to slave labor, where workers were then freed and taken off the chain. So that's what the etymology
That's what that's about?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I feel like as a black person, I really should have been using that one.
I was just like, oh!
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm like, okay.
It's a good thing, you know.
Well, yeah, but all right, I'm going to go ahead and counsel that one in my life. Good thing I haven't said it in years. It's funny. I haven't said it in so long.
I'm slowly getting off camera away from you. Like, I
let me just not.
It wasn't me.
Put my stuff in. Okay, well, thank you, Joel.
it's fun to Google things.
You know, it's funny. I didn't know he was Googling. So the next thing I heard was, okay, so slavery.
Yeah.
And as a black person, I'm like, now, wait a minute. Google. Gotcha. Okay, no more off the chain here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, glad from my answer. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Greenville, South Carolina originally.
Okay.
Yeah. I like how you did that. That was a good shift. Good shift. If it makes anyone feel better, turns out the slaves that my people came from, they actually came down, not up.
Oh, from the north?
Yes.
Wait, what's the north if you live in Georgia? Virginia?
Yes. So we, going to the College of Charleston, I just assumed since 40% of African Americans came through that way, I'm like, oh, that must be what happened with us. But my younger brother took a DNA test.
Ooh.
Because my husband is like, no, we will never take DNA tests because they're watching us.
Who's they?
I don't know.
Well, you have to explain your husband. Is he glows in the dark. He's really so white. He's a redhead.
Oh, surprise. Surprise. So that's fun. So that my very white husband
he's
is scared
so white.
Of DNA
He's not even like regular white.
No. He's like shiny white.
When there's a dark room, I'm like, there he is.
Or on a bright day, you can find him in the parking lot so easy. And my husband, he's also military, and has this whole theory on all these things, which is why he's like, we can't take DNA tests. But my brother took one. And I'm like, this is so great. Our slaves came from Virginia. Like, that was...
They can tell where you came from the thing.
There's more of like, okay, so we got a lot of Africa stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of French, okay? Oui, 1%.
La.
A little bit of Swiss, like 5% Swiss.
Oh.
Or was that... It starts with an S and a W.
Sweden,
there's two of them.
Swedish.
I'm Swedish. I mean, I'm not... Someone was Swedish. But then when it comes over to the States, there's like... Like the early days, they don't really know what it is, but basically that's where like the DNA kind of dies.
Yeah.
So that's when I realized, oh, like the way that our family's bloodline transition came from up north, because that's where the other port, the other popular port.
It's fascinating because I know they can like connect you then to people you're related to.
Yes.
Has that happened?
We're not worried about that. No. But my husband, though, found out he had a brother he didn't know about.
Oh, your brother? Your husband.
Which I hope I was allowed to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Do you want to pause?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's out now.
No,
sorry,
we can edit it out.
Okay, cool.
We're going to keep it?
Let's see what I'll ask
text
my husband.
Him. How much, text
okay.
him.
What, can I text him now?
Sure. Do you want
to? Yeah. We'll just text him afterwards just to make sure. Because, yeah, this won't come out for a few weeks.
Okay, cool. I meant to ask questions and I started learning as we go. But yes. So, in case it stays, in 2016, my husband found out his dad had a child that they didn't know about.
Yeah.
And so.
That is happening a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
His brother that he didn't know about, his wife got him a DNA test for a birthday. And when he found my husband's dad, he found out he had this little brother.
Yeah.
And speaking of white husband, I was definitely like, oh, more white relatives I don't know about that's going to find out that your brother has a black then girlfriend. But it turns out they were like, yay. And now my white niece thinks I am the best thing ever.
Oh, I think it's value added at this point, especially if you have an invisible husband. He needs some pigment.
Honestly, sometimes I think he's with me for the pigment. Because one time he
just wants to see someone be able to walk through a parking lot and not get a sunburn.
I do worry about him. He's like,
I'm worried about him right now.
He actually said,
wherever he is, I hope he's wearing a hat. Like, he's got to wear a hat
inside. I've got him inside all week.
You have an indoor husband.
I do. He literally said, you know, I just want my children to have a chance. And that's when I was like, oh, so it is for the pigment.
I have a redhead. I've said the same thing to him. I'm like, you need someone with melanin.
Just get some chocolate. Skip the caramel.
It's a double recessive. Yeah. It's like having a chocolate lab. They have they're double recessive.
I didn't know that.
And then they get urinary problems, eye problems, hip problems. Oh. Yeah, so watch out for your redheads.
I feel like we should make a PSA. Do you have a redhead in your life? Do you worry about their battle with the sun? I don't know what to do at this point.
Cancel them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's personal. It is, you know, not to like dwell on this, but I am fascinated by how, like, because so much of I've gotten to the age now where I'm curious about my ancestors too. Mm-hmm. And so I did the thing where you find out like down one. Because this is the wildest part for me about genealogy. It's exponential. Did you know like your grandparents have two sets of grandparents, and then each of the two sets, and then four, and then six, and then eight? It's just a lot of damn people.
Unless it's one of those
existed
creepy families where it's just a reef. Yeah. That's the my husband jokes about those a lot. So some of those people got like the same cousin, grandma.
British royalty. But so many people have been alive to make you happen. So when you're trying to figure out like who your ancestors are, it's an infinite amount of spokes. You could go down like, let's follow the mom, let's follow the dad. Which side?
One day we're all going to come back to the same few people.
And it's going to come back to us. And then
we're cousins.
We probably are. And there's only, right? And then I did one chain of it in New England. It's all like, yeah, everyone died when they're 40 and they had a sad life. Like, that's basically everyone's life until now. Because we can fight heart attacks better.
Yeah.
And we have cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like this microphone.
We can be creative now.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no way I would get paid for talking back in the day.
Paid for talking.
That's great.
I think only preachers got paid for talking.
Oh, well, comedians.
Yeah.
It's been great.
A court gesture.
Oh, well, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, for me, like, we just had a discussion about slavery. But other than that, though,
it would have to be before. Yeah.
Yeah, like way back
in Africa.
Somewhere, you know, like,
but
one
there
of
was,
the...
There was Africans in medieval England. They were traveling around and trading and everything. Like, we think it's like this compartment. People were traveling way more than we thought.
I mean, we were still women, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, no, we're just getting the big R out back in the shed and then getting beaten into cooking more.
Have some babies, honey.
Ripping out our hoo-ha. Mm. Oh, I took a class on the history of family in the United States, and they were talking about the condition of women's hoo-has in the 1930s because they didn't have health care, and like you would just rip your hole and then it would be ripped forever. They wouldn't sew it back together and they didn't have birth control, and you just flapping around town with a ripped out hoo-ha in the 1930s. Dude, I know, that's the face I made. And I was in college. I had just realized I had a hoo-ha.
Well, thank you for that, Amy, and all the imagery that comes. You know, I don't have kids, and this is horrible advertisement. There's so many bad advertisements.
Oh, I flipped out. Like, halfway through my first pregnancy, I started crying in the living room. And my husband's like, what? I'm like, it's going to have to come out my hoo-ha. He's like, yeah, honey, that's where it goes. I'm like, I don't want to.
I like how Ken's all calm about it. He's like, yeah, it's out of you, not me. I don't have
Yeah, yeah, thank you, Joel, for that.
I'm saying, like, listen, I'm pro women because that it's terrible to be a woman. And that's what I'm saying.
I love how you fix
like
that.
No, I'm saying, like, I like how Kenton's the one being like, well, yeah, it's not a big deal. You should have known this.
The women have been doing it for a long time.
And dying for a long time from doing it. Okay, right. There's that.
Right. And they were, like, putting the fear in us about our doctors. They're like, your doctor's going to want to give you a C-section, and you don't want that. And they're going to, because they want to go play golf and stuff. And I'm like, bah-bah. I had a nice lady doctor. She was fine.
I'm so glad that you made it out.
Me too.
And
me
the
too.
Baby made it out too.
Me too. It's not a perfect science. I don't think whoever invented it wasn't thinking it through.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you mean just pregnancy in general?
Yeah. Bringing a baby out of the loose parts.
I'm sorry. There's so many things going through my mind. Right. Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah. When I see pregnant
so I don't
ladies
have
now,
kids.
I'm like, oof.
I have cats. I'm a cat mom, so that's great.
Are they any redheads?
Actually, the girl cat is a tortie. And from afar, you'd think she's black, but when you look up close, you see all like the red hair in there.
Oh,
and brown,
it's like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joel has a red beard and dark hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Into the light.
I got a ginger brother.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, I got one brother's like full ginger. The other one has specks of red. And then I just have a full red beard. I don't know why.
If you were a pirate, your name would probably be Redbeard.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
And I'd probably also have scurvy and a bunch of STDs. But.
Okay, okay. I feel like we just keep going back to this one thing.
Listen, up until like 50 years ago, medicine wasn't good.
People just had it hard. They don't show that on the TV.
What blows my mind is when I hear like Mr. Listerine who like discovered germs. It wasn't that long ago. Like they should have figured this out earlier. Yeah. They're like, it's the vapors. Oh, we have to have a metal bed because the wood mites are getting into us and it's giving us tuberculosis. I'm like, no, that's not why you're getting tuberculosis. Okay, sorry.
Thank you for that, Amy.
I studied of
I have
history
so much
of,
to ponder in my car today.
I studied of history of furniture, and they're like, yes, the metal bed came back into fashion because they thought it prevented diseases.
Oh, wow. So you study history, huh?
Just interior design.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, all right, let's talk about...
So much came out of interior design.
Sorry, I know. I'm 1,000 years old. I've had 6 lives.
Oh, wow.
So let's... talk about, you want to talk a little bit about your comedy campaign and your clean comedy. And I've been trying to put together, this is true. We've been talking whenever we are on a show together. I'm like, I'm trying to get 10 minutes together.
Yes.
This is not disgusting.
So you can come to Woodstock.
And be clean on the comedy. Mm-hmm. What are the topics you like to do when you're doing clean comedy? This is always, I'm like, at the end of my jokes, I'll be like, oh, it's clean, it's clean, it's clean. And then I'm like, and then he eats pussy. And I'm like, no, no, Amy.
It's like, you almost had it. You were so close, Amy. So, okay.
Drove it in the
first
ditch.
Of all, I should probably talk about where my comedy came from in the first place.
Yes.
I used to teach theater, after-school theater programs, summer programs. I would have been so fired if I was like a normal teacher. So I was that person you would bring in sometimes. So like churches, special organizations, they'd bring me in to work with their kids if they didn't have in-house theater. Mm-hmm. Or I'd work with theater programs, things like that. I was also a clown, princess, and other characters, like mascot characters for kids' birthday parties. And the stuff that would happen between my classes and my my birthday parties mm-hmm. were insane, to the point that I thought someone needs to hear this. So I have an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree, right? Uh-huh. The school that I got the associate's from asked me to come speak just about chasing my dreams of, originally it was to be an actor, so I was out here to be an actor. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of wanted me to talk about the journey. And so I got to talk about the different work I was doing. And that was like what was happening in between auditions and shows and things. And after about 25 minutes of just talking about those job moments, people came up and said, Jessica, we felt like we were listening to a real live comedian.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So between that and my dating life, that was where it all came from uh-huh. in the earlier days.
Uh-huh.
Now I still keep some of those things in there, but there's a lot more. Obviously, being married, people love to hear the stuff about my white husband. Like, my white husband is probably like my more...
He's the moneymaker.
He is my moneymaker. And I shake that moneymaker, honey, okay? Husband, I hope that didn't look...
She just did a hand gesture?
No, she did not.
Like, well, she... It was shaking Parmesan cheese?
Yes, shaking
Parmesan cheese. Out of the shaker, if not anything else.
It could look like something very different. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It's a very clean show here.
Very clean comedian. I didn't mean... Okay. So anyway...
It's because you're hanging out with me. I'm going to turn you to the dark side.
You're bringing out the stuff they're not supposed to see on camera. But, but yeah, so I talk about him a lot. I have a lot of funny kind of race-related stuff.
I bet.
I actually feel like I'm on this planet to fix that. And I'm like, that's not fair. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But it's very close and dear to my heart, I think, because of the diversity in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm proof that, like, we can get over this, people. And so it does come out in the comedy because of fun, interesting things that have happened in my life.
Yeah. You're on the front lines.
Yeah.
You're reporting back.
All right. So back from race relations. I joke about, what do I joke about? I was going to tell you. Oh, music. Music. I've been doing a lot about music lately because of the DJ life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's been going well because people are starting to find out that I can sort of sing.
Oh.
I do a lot of karaoke. I host a lot of karaoke.
Can I? Yes, you do. And then can I ask a question? Have you ever been hired to start the dancing at a party?
Oh, I do that naturally.
I know. Me too. I kind of want to get into that line of work.
Well, you should be a DJ because I'm hired to DJ, but the DJ gets the dancing started. And I'm that DJ. Like, before I was a DJ, I didn't know I was going to be a DJ. So I was like, oh my God, the DJ's playing my song. And I'm first went to the dance floor. Now I'm like, oh my God, I'm playing my song.
So you took it into your own hands.
Yeah.
You're meeting your own needs.
Exactly. It's like, if you don't dance, then you're going to watch the DJ dance. Okay. So
the DJ had the best time tonight.
Yeah. Good luck to the rest of you. Like, you can have fun or not. I was paid to have a good time. So
It's infectious to see someone who is really letting go. Like, I remember I was in one of my lady dance classes where we're like trying to exercise and it's very white and like burn calories and dance. And I saw this one girl and she was just like, rah! Her hair was flying and her fists were pumping and sweat was flying off. I was like, I want to be that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just there and she's leaving it all on the dance floor.
I am that person.
She's not going to beat her children tonight.
Okay, that must be like a mom thing.
It's a mom thing.
Okay. Yeah. I have no shame or inhibitions, literally. So it doesn't take, all I need is to hear the right song. I will stand on the wall if I don't like the song, but if I hear anything that makes me happy, I'm like, oh, let's go. In public, I'm in the grocery store. You don't hear what's playing on Al 7 right now. Like, I just love to dance. When we were kids, we were not allowed to listen to the secular music.
Oh.
So we had to sneak
it
in.
Were you homeschooled?
No.
There's been a lot of comedians who've been homeschooled on the podcast.
I was not homeschooled, thank goodness.
Okie dokie.
But I don't know. The way I got picked on, I probably would have liked being homeschooled. That would have been safer.
They were picking on you?
So bad.
It's always the bright, shiny stars that get picked on, my friend.
Yeah.
Are you? Because we're too much.
You were a bright, shiny star too?
Luckily, I went to a very small school and they weren't allowed to shove me in lockers, but I deserved it. I was wearing costumes to school in middle school. It was
that
a whole thing.
So much fun. I would have liked that.
To be shoved in a locker?
No. The second part, for the costumes. The part of the costumes. Oh my God. That part. That would be.
I'll text your husband. Yeah. Okay.
No, this please is don't a new text one. Him. How did you get his number? Okay. But yeah, I was, you would have thought I was quiet in my younger days because kids picked on me so bad.
Yeah.
And then one day I realized no matter what I do, they're not going to accept me. So why do, stop trying. I'm just going to go.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
There was a gal in our school that did that too. And she just came out because she was so funny.
Yeah.
She was just like one day just like, she wasn't getting beat up on or anything. But okay,
I avoid getting beat up.
She turned a switch and she came in and her energy was just like, fuck it. You know, like, yes. I'm going to relax and be myself. And she was real. I was like, oh, I want to do what she did. Like,
that was 15 for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it was an interesting journey too, because some of the stuff from my past comes out in things today, and I can use that to like also help make the world a better place a little bit. Mm. But realizing that, I mean, like, I was still getting picked on when I said, I don't care anymore, I'm going to be me. Mm-hmm. But I look at how many adults right now are so insecure because they never had that moment. I really have no shame or inhibitions for my insecurities. I'm secure in my insecurities. Like, it's a whole different level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be crazy.
That's age. That's age, too.
It started at 15?
I think, yeah, but like, I'm 47. And
you're 47?
I'm 47. The amount of shits I can give anymore are running small. Okay, few and far between. Let's go.
I do want to get to that place.
I think my underpants were out. I was dancing at a ball on Saturday night, and I think my underpants were out for 90% of the time, and I don't care. They were full of pee, too. Ha ha. Let's go.
She pees.
Every time you jump.
She pees a lot.
Every time
herself.
You jump, when you're a certain age, God. You pee a little bit.
She talks about it a lot.
We were raising the roof, and I was peeing my poof.
Wow. Amy, I've learned so much.
I'm not peeing right now. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you. I will say, though, I feel like I can say this now. I was at Mad Life back in December doing a teacher's, like, this school had a little Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
So I was their comedian for the show, and something happened that made me so excited that I, like, jumped and was just like, yeah, to this guy, and then I peed a little, and then I was like, I think I just peed a little.
Welcome to the club.
I know. I thought I had to have a baby and be older. Yeah, and you know, then I tried to tell myself maybe it wasn't pee because I still had things to do later that day. And one day, later that day, I was on the toilet and I was like, let me just, oh yeah, it's pee. It was definitely. So yeah, that happened on stage. And I didn't mean to tell the audience, but.
You don't have to have a baby to have.
That is not that fair. Happen That's to not you. Fair. I thought I had to have a baby.
No, it's not a perfect system. It's a leaky one. I was hitting a really good backhand and I peed my pants a little.
Wow, Amy, thank you for the honesty. There's so much to ponder now as
everyone do a kegel.
Getting close to my 40s. What, like a good kegel? Or?
I don't know. I have a friend this weekend, and she's so funny. Her joke was, I try to do kegels, but I think I'm just doing my butthole.
Wow, I need to talk to my husband. When this is over, I'm going to give him a call. We have some questions on what he's noticed.
Okay, let's do, if you're cool with it, can we just, because I feel like people who are channelers of light, joy, mm-hmm. we're not really awesome at taking care of ourselves. Self-care, because we're always like, let's make sure everyone else is happy. And then it happens for me, I don't know about for you, what happened is at the end of the day, I'm like, I didn't take care of myself. I'm going to eat macaroni and cheese. I'm going to eat macaroni and cheese, and I'm going to drink some white wine until I feel full in my heart.
Oh.
I know. I'm an emotional eater.
Do you want a hug or something?
Yes.
Don't squeeze too hard, though. She'll pee.
Poor thing.
So that's what, like, this is one of the two on the Enneagram. I don't know if you do the Enneagram.
Is that the wheel with the colors?
I think so, yes. Okay. Yes, there's colors. And, like, I get energy from helping people, making joy, like, I'll try not to. I'll be like, every time my father-in-law comes to visit, like, he needs cake. He likes cake. He needs to have cake. And I'm spiraling about the cake. And my husband's like, you're just tooing so hard right now. Like, it's fine. We'll get cake. Like, stop talking about the cake. Go for a run. Exercise. Take care of yourself. Yeah. Do you do any of that?
I have come to terms with the fact that I need to take care of myself. So if do you mind if I like have a quick backstory? Is there time?
Let's go. I'll take taking notes.
So in my DJing, I actually had a residency at a place where we had karaoke like every day until like 3 a.m. And by the way, I might be one of the best karaoke DJs in the world from what I've heard. Just saying. But it was a lot. And we had other DJs, but my last couple of years, I was like the DJ boss. And when I say I went through so much and I was having some health issues and it was a lot on me. So I decided that I was going to have to make my exit and jump out on faith full time on just entertainment with like no W-2, no like regular job to go to fall back on. Uh-huh. So in 2022, when I left, I decided that one of the things I was going to do to celebrate was to go to the spa. I'm obsessed with the Korean spa.
Ooh.
Jeju.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I've been naked in front of other people and I like it. I'm still funny naked. Okay. So starting that month,
that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A friend and former DJ at the same place and I went to this spa. Then like the following month was my birthday month. So we went back to the spa and that became like our thing to go to the Korean spa once a month.
Can you explain what happens in the Korean spa?
Yes. So
paint a picture.
First of all, when you get there, you have to check in and pay to do the entry fee. Okay. Then they give you a set of folded clothes, which looks like the orange is the new black summer edition. You'll go into the space and the first thing you do once you go into the other side is you take your shoes off.
Yeah.
They have special little lockers just for your shoes because you are not to walk with shoes anywhere in
Asians
the space.
Asians are really uptight about shoes.
It's very important. Yeah. And it's very serious. Sort of spiritual in a way. I don't know why I said it like that. So then you go to your locker, you change out of your clothes and you can either A, go out into the common area, which is co-ed where we wear our uniforms, or B, go to the bathhouse. In the bathhouse, you have a hot tub, a warm tub, and an ice cold tub.
Okay, cold plunge.
You said what?
Is it a cold plunge?
Like I don't know what it's called.
Like, it's cold. Is it super cold?
Very cold. Ugh, okay. It took me a very long time to get all the way in, like a very long time.
Uh-huh. You're supposed to get an endorphin run after it.
It is supposed to be good for you.
Yeah.
Once I got past the ankles, I knew I was doing good. So I've learned like you got to get your nipples in there. Hold your nipples when you duck in, and if you can get up to your neck, you're doing good. And like 10 seconds, I'm like, all right, I grab my boobies, I sit, I'm like, and I remind myself not to hyperventilate, and then I get out after 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
But some people will be in there like 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Can you Google the how long you have to be in a cold plunge to get the benefits of, it's supposed to increase your.
Why would you do that to me, Amy?
You're supposed to do now your I'm serotonin. Like I'm it's supposed to help. This is a science. Podcast.
Watch me not do whatever he's about.
I think it's supposed to help with inflammation in your body, and it's supposed to help release the good hormones in your head for the day. It's supposed to burn nice all day for you.
As much as I hated it, I am so grateful for this thing now.
Okay, how often do you go? How often do you cold plunge?
Well, Joe Rogan. Every single time I go. Every time I go, I try to get into the cold tub. This has been an interesting last few months, so I have not been back to the spa since December.
When you're in your game, how often do you go? Once a week?
So it is a long drive for me, especially in traffic. Sometimes it's almost an hour away.
That's part of the spa experience. Do you meditate the entire hour long drive in Atlanta traffic? Because I find it very calming.
Well, I cuss in traffic. Like, I'm not a clean comedian.
You can get a contact high off with everyone who's smoking. Oh my God. No. You drive around Atlanta. It is like, how many skunks? Oh wait, that's right. I live in Atlanta.
I'm not a good person when I drive in traffic out here. Like, the clean comedian goes away.
Is that where it comes out? That's your, you have an alter ego. It's like, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce.
It's all good. Is my alter ego?
No, who is your sassy alter ego? Because I feel like Jessica, it's all good. Is you, and then your alter ego that you need to channel so you can drive aggressively.
Okay, so Jessica, it's all good has been me since like 2005 because it was like a whole joke in college.
Okay,
but honestly, I feel like in these last few years, I've like separated like Jessica Jenny, the married Jessica that. Mm-hmm. I've started to separate that from like comedy entertaining Jessica.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I guess I feel like the alter ego is Jessica. It's all good now because Jessica Jenny is so human.
Yeah. Yes. So human. That's part of the adulting evolution of a two is that we start to to realize that meeting everyone else's needs isn't going to meet our own. And then we have to start having boundaries.
Yes.
And, ooh, because having boundaries and not being in charge of things, letting people do stuff for us. Oh, so this is getting her phone. All of that good stuff. Okay, so, all right. Back
also,
to the spa.
Cold plunge is like 10 to 20 minutes a day. You can get you can like see the benefits.
You have to be in the cold plunge for 10 minutes?
No, I'm just, that's what they suggest. Oh, okay. Around like 10.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's not going
to
happen.
Why would you?
Well, you build up to it, but that's what they're saying, that like if you can do like 10 to 20 minutes a day, that's when you start to see like the
benefits.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure like a little bit helps, but
you could have just not told us anything, Joel.
No,
yeah.
It's okay.
I'm just letting you know it's too much work to do.
Yeah,
so just
it just takes it off the list.
Think about it, get that serotonin, then move on.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it easier.
You could have said you didn't find it.
No science behind it.
Who made that up?
There's no science behind it.
No, there is. There
okay.
Is. I was just trying to be in denial. So you feel better.
Thank you. Denial is my friend. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, God, that does sound like a black guy. This is my friend, Denial.
Hey, Denial.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for coming and joining us today.
I met a white guy in Denver, Colorado, who was a bartender. He had a mullet, and his name was Kyler. Kyler was his name.
So it's like Kyle and Tyler,
Tyler
had a baby.
Kyler. They are making new white people in Denver. You heard it here first.
I was like blown away with like Apple. That was so long ago, but I still can't deal with the fact that someone
Gwyneth Paltrow
Apple.
Named her daughter Apple.
Apple.
Yeah.
Apple.
And I saw her.
But then Beyonce and Jay-Z have Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
And their child named Sir.
Sir, S-I-R.
Their son is Sir.
Okay.
So like, I don't know. I feel like when you have so much money,
nickname, yeah,
but like you can prove like you're a celebrity, you're famous, no one's picking on your kids even if they want to. Okay, because if you just name some basic kid in public school Sir,
that's rough.
Kid's gonna die.
Rough.
So I feel like it's like, look at me, I'm Jay-Z, Sir. Okay, please don't let Jay-Z hear this podcast. I don't want to get
I think it's pretty safe.
Kicked out of the
don't
black
send
race.
It to him.
Feel like they're gonna try to take
Do
my
you know
black
Jay-Z?
Card again. No, I actually don't. But I love your wife's new album. I said it.
Yeah, it's doing great. Everyone loves it.
Cowboy Carter is so okay. I did not mean to get. Let me stop. What were we talking about again? We were talking
about the Korean bath.
Oh yeah. So I'm not sitting there for 10 to 20 minutes. You get 10 seconds. How you like me now, Joel,
with your
Google?
I don't know why you're attacking me like I'm trying to convince you to get.
Because you're the messenger, and you're supposed to attack the messenger, right? Don't you know?
I think it's always the nice people.
Yeah. I'm sorry for conveying any kind of information.
I think we need to name your alter ego.
Yeah.
So you're saying I have another alter ego.
Yeah, because in the middle, you're just probably in the middle, but you need like your, it's all good, and then you're like,
Sasha,
you're going to die.
Yeah.
What's your favorite person who is on America's Got Talent?
I don't actually watch it.
I don't know. Sorry. That's not even like 10 years ago.
No. I like how you're like, I don't either, but that's the reference I made.
Do you have another?
I watched it when Lace Larrabee was on.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I just found out she was on that like last year or something. And I was like, wait, like everybody knows everything I don't know. How did I miss that? They're like, yeah, you know, I'm like, when? Like, it's on TV now? I was going to go, like,
she's
watch.
Great. She was great.
I did not know that.
It was awesome. It was so exciting.
I was so late to the party. I'm so embarrassed. I am a horrible example of knowing things. It's really sad. It's really embarrassing.
Anastasia Beaverbottom.
Oh, my God. Who is that? Is that an Atlanta comedian?
That's from Will and Grace.
Oh,
I'm trying
no.
to think of your alter ego name. Oh, it has to be something.
Okay. I thought we were naming more comedian stuff that
it's
I'm missing
from Will
out
and Grace. Like, Von Beaver.
Beaverhausen.
That's
going to be my alter
Karen's
ego.
Karen's alter ego was. It had to be something dirty because you're clean on the other
okay.
one. Mm. Yeah. Like something.
I can't reveal my dirty side on camera.
Something like.
When we turn these mics off, though, you can see a little piece
something
of
like
that.
Tits McGee.
Again, can't say that on camera or on the microphone because it goes against.
Yes.
So once we turn things off, we'll talk about that individual you just came up with. We'll have more
Anastasia Beaverhausen.
And the other one. Oh my gosh, this is hilarious, Amy.
I'm just talking about making you uncomfortable. I do that to all my guests. I'm so sorry.
You didn't tell me that was a goal here.
I didn't mean to.
I feel like I need to uncomfortable you back.
I liked it a little teasy.
Uncomfortable. I gotta think. What can I do or say that would be weird?
You're fine. No. Okay. So you're going to the spa, and that's helping take care
of you.
That's
been really helpful. Yeah. I am going next week, finally, because I haven't been in forever. I get monthly massages.
Ooh.
And
at the spa?
No.
Okay.
No, I actually have a massage.
No happy ending. Just sorry. Sorry.
Amy's a pervert. I don't know if you...
I'm really starting to see that now.
You've seen my set.
You know, now that I think about it, you know, because sometimes people are just on stage. But, oh, you're like this in real life. Gotcha.
It's very authentic.
No, we don't do happy endings.
We don't do it's all good ending. No,
okay, wow. Don't put my name. Okay, Amy. Okay. There's that uncomfortable. You're the face, Amy. This is, I know.
For the brand right now.
Let me take
it's
this.
It's just okay. Ending. So they can't,
don't look at that. Don't look.
Don't tag me. See, don't tag her in this.
Don't look
podcast
at the website.
Episode,
just, okay. Take this off.
Sorry.
But I do. I get a massage. I actually, when our original massage therapist, I had the same one for like 6 years. She was from China and was going back to China.
Oh, wow.
And I was devastated because it took me so long to find her. I pulled my husband into this massage place, this health and wellness spa. And so we both decided to leave together after that. But then finding something was hard, especially for my husband, because people kept trying to give him endings of happiness. Ooh. That's why I'm not going to say it like everybody else says it. So that was funny. I'm not going to lie.
The bonus round.
I made so much fun of him. I'm like, oh, babe, hey, your girlfriend. Don't go back to
that's
that place.
Nice that he told you. He's like, dude.
Oh, my husband and I are so honest with each other.
Yeah.
We are beyond honest. Sometimes he's like more honest than I need it.
I'm does
like,
he talk to you about his poop?
Yeah.
I think that's where you draw the line.
But he doesn't like poop, so while most people are like, we'll poop in the same bathroom, like he's like, no, oh gosh, I'm like, we have a system where it's like, baby, get me my phone. He'll like run in, hold his breath. I'm like, babe, I'm not even like crowning yet, like come on. He's like, close the doors.
He's keeping love alive. He's fighting for your marriage.
Oh no, he just doesn't like poop, but I don't like puke. So if he's throwing up, he doesn't even want me to see. And I forget he's trying to protect me because I'm just like, oh, God. Okay,
how
I gotta
does he throw up? Is it a problem? Is it invisible?
I will say my husband has more health things than he probably should.
Is he allergic to all foods?
No, he went to
how
Iraq.
Inbred is he? Oh, no.
And
this is
we
be
are
sad.
Yeah. Just we are realizing certain things that weren't happening before he went and got deployed. Yeah. And they have these things called burn pits.
Was he there with the burn pits?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So apparently that might have ruined sinuses. I've never seen one throw up with sinuses. So, yeah, he actually. Sorry, babe, if you're listening. Just
poor
it's all
boy.
Out there. So my baby's been through quite a bit.
Is it military helping medical bills?
He's trying to turn as much into the VA for retirement. So let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times. So it's funny, we were actually with family recently and he didn't even get to go to like the big attraction we were going to do because he got sick.
Oh, baby.
And I remember when I told him, I'm like, yeah, this is actually kind of the story of my life at times. I get used to him not being able to come. So with him having work or if he's gone for something, which mm-hmm. at some point he might be gone for like a year almost.
Oh, wow. Is he still in the military?
He is, yes.
Oh, so he's getting deployed for like a year?
No, he's going to a school in hopes to change his MOS to something he really wants.
What's an MOS?
I don't know what it means. Now that you mentioned thank you for asking me. Now, ignorant military
it.
Wise. Basically, what the job is. MOS, I don't know what MO and S stand for.
A military on-site.
Military occupational specialty.
Look at you with Google, okay? Okay.
I'm sorry for giving you information. You don't have to be mad.
Thank you, Joel. No one told me we were fact-checking this whole show. Okay, but no, thank you. It's military what? So I can sound like a less ignorant military
specialty.
Wife? Occupational specialty. Military occupational specialty. Okay, thank you. So now I'm winning as a military wife again.
Yes.
Thank you.
You guys get to go to parties and dress up. I've seen pictures of that.
It took me almost 8 years for that, okay?
Oh, gosh. That's too long.
Okay. Do you want
to
hear?
You go to college, you get to dress up
the
first month.
Do you want to hear me drop some facts on the mic that I never say in public?
Ooh.
You want to hear something spicy? You want spicy? Amy's been trying to get spicy.
We're going
to
get spicy. Uh-oh.
Let me say, okay, so once again, we're going to go with that alter ego she made up for me, okay? This is not Jessica Salgood. This is Jessica, Jenny, and whoever else. So I lost my virginity at a military ball in my past.
That is hot.
Spicy, now ooh, you know. Never going to hear about this in comedy.
Okay. A man in a uniform. Huh?
I do have a uniform situation.
500 in a uniform.
Okay, I don't know what you're trying to imply.
No,
we're
going to
just really back in, Amy. You just, I said
everywhere
what
you look. Everywhere you look is uniform.
I love a man in a uniform. And I told my husband, I was like, look, babe, you know what happened to my virginity? How come we haven't gone to a ball yet? Okay, I'm so glad I took my brand off. So I was like, babe, like, I've been waiting for this, okay? Like, when are we going to the ball? Because there were so many things that kept us from going. In fact, so I love the Jacksons, Jackson 5. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the older brothers are still touring.
Oh my gosh.
And in 2019, my husband was like, we could have gone to the ball, but I didn't know when the Jacksons would be in Atlanta. Very different without Michael, I'll tell you that. Like,
did you guys go to see? You should have gone to the ball instead of the Jacksons.
No, it was really great that we went to the Jacksons. Okay. We just didn't know there was going to be a major pandemic the following year. So, ooh, balls kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
So, and then my husband is not a dress-up kind of guy at all.
Oh, no.
You should have seen when I tried to get him to go to a black funeral after we got engaged and just fighting with him to put on the tie. Like, baby.
Yeah.
Black
show respect.
Dress up.
They
were we got to dress up. And yeah, then it became an argument. Then he's like, but I'm not black. And I'm like, put on the tie. Like, at that moment, the conversation was over.
That means he needs to dress up even more.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's just like, this conversation's over. Put the tie on, okay? I'm the big black hat lady at the funeral.
Yeah.
So I can't show up with a husband who is white at the black funeral in a graphic t-shirt. They're already going to be looking at us. You got to come to play, baby.
Yeah.
That sounds so awful and disrespectful to the dead. My bad. So with the military thing, that's like the ultimate dress up situation.
It looks so
and
fun.
You saw him, didn't he? Look
he
so
looks
good.
So good in a uniform.
I told him, baby, anytime.
He's keeping it tight.
He looks so good.
Does he not eat a lot?
Oh no, he's got bad.
Thin.
It's just his heredity. He's horribly. But I did tell him, baby, anytime you put this uniform on, really good things will happen to you. Really good things will happen to you. So yeah. And so my first love was Air Force. My second love was a Marine. I was in ROTC when I was a kid, so I went to military ball. The military ball my ninth grade year. Then I dated someone from another school and went to a military ball with him. And so it was in college that I went to a military ball because I wasn't supposed to do anything. I was a good girl. Mm-hmm. I was a Christian who was going to wait till marriage.
A Christian girl.
So I was not prepared in any kind of way.
Oh, no.
Because I really was. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to be fine. Ladies, watch out for those uniforms, okay? That's all I gotta tell you. It's dangerous.
This is like a Jane Austen novel.
Dangerous. Okay, there, you got the spicy, okay?
We got the spicy.
Someone finally got some spice. You are good.
Oh.
You're so good.
What?
You'll never hear this on stage, people.
I think it's, I like a man in uniform too.
Really?
It looks like they know how to iron.
Is your man in a uniform?
No.
Oh.
Maybe a lab
Does
coat.
Does he know? Because aren't you married right now, Amy?
I am. But when, we're so old, we don't wear clothes anymore.
Okay, first of all, you're only 47, okay? That's supposed to be like a hip age right now.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's like
I gotta rebrand
your late
it.
30s.
Well, tell that to my perimenopause.
I don't
tell that to my tennis elbow.
Am
tell
I?
That to my pee-filled panties.
Amy, this is getting very sad.
I know.
It's very sad.
I know it's bad. I'm trying to. I know. I still have my hair. I'm treating it all very
I feel like I should.
Particular.
Because I don't know what to do. I'm like, so I'm 38. I got bad knees.
Okay.
They're like 57.
So, too many balls you've been to, girl.
Okay.
Sorry. That was gross. That was gross.
This is why I shouldn't have told you. You got me on tape. You got record. This is going to come back to haunt me.
Okay, so
I am still a clean comedian.
You're still clean. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you know, tell us more about trying to get your white husband to do the right thing in your black culture. I would just feel like, oh, I am a people pleaser. I'd be like, yes, you know, person, whatever you want me to do to fit in with your family, I will do.
Here's the thing. When on our very first like real date, I figured out he was going to fit in pretty nicely if things moved forward.
Uh-huh.
So my dad loved superheroes. He still loves them. But as kids, I was forced to watch them more than I wanted
uh-huh.
to.
Uh-huh.
And on our first like real date, we were at this movie theater and there's this massive X-Men display. And I realized he likes superheroes. So I was like, let me pull out my little bit of superhero knowledge so I can show this guy. Halfway through the conversation, he just kept going. I was like, well, there's Storm and Wolverine. He's like, yeah, this is their origin story where they were born, who their daddy was.
Big,
and his child. I was like, oh my God.
That's a big nerd.
It was too much.
What culture are we living in where women have to memorize superhero garbage to catch a husband.
Okay.
Infantilizing of the modern man. Bing.
Hey, ladies, here's some advice, okay? But it's not going to help because it was too deep. I started to zone out at points, like, yeah. But you know what? He got along with my dad and my older brother just fine.
So they could speak that language.
Yes.
Your dad's a big nerd, too.
Yeah, I've never said out loud, but my younger brother was like, do you realize our parents are nerds? I'm like, what? What do you mean? And then he broke it down like, you're right. You're right. And my younger brother's a Marine.
That's your origin story. Yeah. You're raised by nerds.
I was forced to watch X-Men and Transformers and Superman and Batman and all the mans, okay? All of them. So, with him bonding with my dad and my older brother, who's also really into it, that was easy. My younger brother's a Marine, so it was really funny. I think I told you my husband's younger than me. So bringing this like younger white Army National Guard guy home to meet my younger brother, who's this older black military Marine dude who's like higher ranking, that was so funny. Now I think my brother likes him more than me.
Okay.
I went to see my younger brother because we've got a little cousin who just became a Marine who's like a nephew. So we were staying with my younger brother, and when he's talking to me, he's like, hey, so is that coming? I'm like, no, he's got to work, but I'm coming. He's like, okay. I'm
Boo.
Like,
but just
so. He's like, oh, yeah, I just want to see my brother-in-law. Yeah. Can I see my brother-in-law? Which, by the way, I joke about my younger brother a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because he heckled me at one of my first big shows.
Oh, well, that's like classic little brother.
Yeah.
Did you give him a wedgie?
No.
Do you put him in a headlock?
But I gave him a comedian wedgie, okay? And I, like, roasted him about being a Marine and turning into this old man, but he was only 25 at the time.
Yeah.
The audience ate it up so much that I continued on keeping the Marine brother comedy. Okay. And that one, I don't do it all the time, but when I do, like, the guys always love it. Anyone who's got military in their family loves it.
What are, like, the kind of tropes about a Marine in particular?
So, my younger brother went to war twice. He went to Afghanistan 2 times, and it comes up in every single conversation.
Oh, you won't drop it. It's like a guy went to Princeton.
So, you went to Princeton? Well, I went to Afghanistan twice. I slept in a tank. Is that what you're doing, rolling through Princeton? Like, these are conversations. This is how he talks.
Nothing
he
leads
you
with,
will ever do
he
will
leads
match
with his
your
resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so, well, you know, if you've been funny. To war, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm like, could you
Did he, like, fake a limp? Like, I got shrapnel in the leg.
Actually, no, he was actually thrown out of a tank after driving on IUD. Is it IED? An IED, unidentified.
One goes in a lady and one explodes.
Yeah.
Tanks.
Yeah, no, I always miss it. It's not an IUD. I did it on stage once. No, the IED, he unidentified explosive device. Apparently, a tank rode over one and he was driving that tank.
Oh, well.
So he got thrown out. So he did have a limp for a while.
Yeah.
He's hopped out
did
of stuff.
Was he drowning in puss? Because there was a guy who had shrapnel. Your little brother, is he getting a lot? Oh,
yeah,
no.
Do you like talking about your brother's serious injury? And then Amy's like, well,
what is wrong
how
with
much
you?
Is he getting laid afterwards?
What is wrong with you?
I went to a wedding and there was a guy there in uniform and he had a bullet hole through his leg and he was drowning in bridesmaids. So, like, each day he was hooking up with a different one. And at the culmination, like, this was, like, you know, the rehearsal dinner and the Thursday night and the Friday, and then Saturday was the wedding, and it culminated in all these bridesmaids crying in the woman's bathroom at the wedding, at the reception. And I was like,
so first of all,
ooh, what's happening?
I'm not asking my brother how much he's getting laid, okay, Amy? Ever.
Well, maybe that's what your husband's asking him, and he
no,
wants
to okay,
eat something.
Amy, stop trying to make a thing. What I will tell you is this. Unfortunately, I did have the hot brother growing up long before he even went into the Marines.
Uh-huh.
So being the ugly girl, my older brother and I got picked on all the time. But my little brother was like God's gift to women at a young age. I still remember when he came home from fourth grade. He was in a new school. And he had this piece of paper. And I was like, Joshua, what is this? There was like a ton of phone numbers on it. He's like, it's the numbers of the girls in my class. And I was like, Joshua, you went around asking all the little girls for their number? He said, no, they gave this to me.
Oh, my God.
And that was when I realized. I was like, oh, my God. That's where it started.
Yeah.
And even now, I've got old friends.
Drowning in puss.
My girlfriends who are like, they could be my mom are like, oh, so what's going on with your brother?
He's
nothing. Nothing's going on with him. Don't ask about him. You don't know him.
I hope he can swim because he is drowning in puss.
The The Marines made him swim. So
I'm sure. Are you guys near like a coastline? Why are there so many Marines in your family?
He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah, so he's in the low country.
I love doing shows for military. Those guys are there to laugh.
I'm trying not to throw up in my mouth a little bit, Amy. Thank you for all that. I'm sorry, what were you saying? I'm just trying to recover.
Some people are good at doing cartwheels, some people are good at singing, and some people drown in puss. Like,
I feel like this podcast was a trap.
I know.
Like, she didn't tell me.
I want to know how many times you said the phrase drown in puss, though. That is, I think be a record.
Should be like a drinking game. Yeah. Take a shot of water.
You have your hashtag, I have mine. You have your brand to support.
You're doing it.
This is why every time Amy's just like, I think we should try to make a clean podcast. And you say like we, like anyone but you is stopping this.
I don't think you could, Amy, at this moment.
I did one clean.
Really?
It was with Andrew Stanley.
I kind of thought this was going to be clean.
I thought it was going to be clean too. This will be great. I'll get a clean episode in.
Why do you ever think this?
I don't know.
We're so deep into this and Amy's just like, we're going to clean. And once again, it's always her.
Amy, I'm going to pray for you.
I've been living in the South for 20 years. I think we're going to take our earrings
bless
off and
your
fight
heart,
in the yard.
Honey, bless your heart. Listen, meet me on outside. We're going to go around
we're gonna
back.
I'm going to take off my big pretend earrings. Take my heels off.
Where are you? You said you're not from the South. Where are you from?
I'm from Western New York State, like near Rochester. I grew up in the country on a dirt road. I want to work on some
bits.
But it's
different country.
I want to work on bits about Northern rednecks.
Yes, I've seen them. Yes. They do exist.
They exist. And I feel like there's this thing where like in the South, and maybe tell me if I'm wrong. I've only collected one data point on this. Daughters are treated like, oh, she's the prince. She's my princess. This is our daughter. And in the North, that does not happen. Like, they're like, get out. No, I know the tractor has a flat tire. You got to go fix it, princess. Like, you're not treated special at all as a woman in the North, which I think makes for a strong lady.
It's a mix. Like, when we were kids, we had a push lawnmower. And I remember, like, they wanted me to do it too, mm-hmm. but I would use cramps to get out of it after a while. That was very helpful. I had to rake the leaves with my brothers. I was a tomboy, though. Like, I was really a tomboy. Mm-hmm. So my dad never called me his princess.
He's also a nerd.
But I didn't want...
Did he call you Superwoman?
My dad didn't call a lot of things. We'll go with that.
Is he linear?
Yeah, my dad's so chill. Actually, like his face is just naturally just like, you know, so people don't even know. Like some people are just naturally kind of scared of him because he's tall. He doesn't make a lot of expressions. He will say things on his mind, but when people talk about dad jokes, like I don't get that. We didn't have that.
Yeah.
He's a very solid man. He's a very strong praying
linear
man,
as no like whimsy. A Southern. No whimsy.
No. But like my dad could sit and watch his shows all day and be fine. He's got a collection of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my
DVDs.
Gosh. How old is your dad? Sounds like he's 27.
He is 64.
Maybe the inside of him didn't crack either.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because there's nothing about him that would make you even realize he was like this. But yeah. as you grow up, you're like, wait a minute. Like, we grew up on superheroes and I hated
Dragon
Ball Z.
How's your mom a nerd?
Mom's a teacher and she was the teacher's pet growing up. So she was that annoying kid. I'm sorry, Mom, if you hear this. You can tell she was that annoying kid who would be like, teacher, so-and-so's not doing the thing. She would not let us do cool stuff at all the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
Because rules were invented for us to follow. I'm on her side. The moment I start breaking any law, my armpits start sweating.
Yeah, she got to me on that. Like, I'm trying to break out of some of this. Like, Jessica, it's okay. But it's very hard. My childhood, when I start getting into the teenage area, like, I missed out on things. I didn't know how many kids were sleeping with other kids at school.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know. Yeah. Like, at least now I'm starting to wonder how much my younger brother knew, because my older brother and I were very innocent.
It sounds like your younger brother was, like, fighting them off with a stick.
He was. Because those chicks would come up to me like, oh, my God. You're his sister, right? Can you send a message? No. No, I'm not sending it. Go away. Why are you talking to me? Aren't you supposed to be on the ninth grade
hall? Are you his sister / pimp? Here's 100. Can I get some time with him? He's like the bachelor. Okay. Is he married now? Does he have... Or he can't pin it down. Is he like, I like to keep my options open. I still got
divorced.
My uniform.
He's divorced.
Oh, that's sad. That got dark. Sorry.
He is in a really good relationship right now.
Oh,
so
that's good.
She's cool.
That's good.
And I will be careful with how much more of his business that I puts out because he's very private.
Let's keep it private.
And I'd like to apologize for the things I said, sort of.
Well, I mean, you just said really. Your brother's really handsome. That's all you've basically said.
Yeah, Amy's the one that implied about how much fucking he's doing, not you.
Oh, my God! Hard ass. Hard what? Ass.
I'm going to tell my parents not to listen to the show. Mama, this is not the one you want, okay? Didn't realize. This. Oh, my God. Tell my family, please don't listen to this show.
Welcome to my world.
Please. Other folks, fine, but to my family, please do not listen to this one.
Right.
Oh, my God,
it's a slippery slope.
I've shamed the whole family.
You're going to start swearing when you're driving. Watch out.
Well, I mean, what happens to the car stays in the car.
Oh, is that the car's your Las Vegas?
Because there's a lot of stupid people driving in Atlanta. You can't help but lose your salvation for a few minutes.
Oh, my God. I saw everyone's always trying to clip each other. Okay, I'm going to find out what kind of nerd you are. We've got 7 minutes.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to know what I'm nerdy for.
Are you Star Wars or Star Trek?
Trek.
Trek.
If okay. I'm watching either or, because daddy was a Trekkie and I was forced to.
I know. My dad was a Trekkie really? Too. And I kind of like how it's like a utopian world.
It's a thing.
And everyone just works because they are passionate about what they want to do. Yeah. And then there's a, they can just make whatever food they want with a stimulator. Nope. A vibrator.
like a synthesizer. Thing?
Replicator. Okay. It's a food replicator.
I haven't seen Star Trek in a long time.
Okay.
I have. My husband's obsessed with Star Wars, so I watch Star Wars a lot.
And he makes you.
Can
do
I
it.
Just say neither to the stars?
Can yes, you can. Okay, we'll and they've ruined it with all these different things. Okay. Have you ever written fan fiction?
Have I written?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Have you read it?
Fan fiction. That's where you talk about like
you like rewrite you like. The ending because you didn't like it. Like it would be assuming like you read all of Harry Potter and you're like,
no.
Nope.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
I'll take. What,
do you, are you a Harry Potter girl?
I am very much not.
Okay. Did you do Disney? You're wearing cartoons
no.
on your shirt.
Okay. I used to hate Disney.
Okay. But you then, dress up as characters now.
Exactly. Which we're not going to, we had different names for them if anyone asked.
Oh,
but that it's like, definitely helped.
Not
you
the
know,
trademark.
That helped turn things around. And now I do have favorite, well, I do have favorite princesses, but. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with the fact that Disney was probably racist.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't
that's
until we...
That's probably accurate.
Okay, so yeah. So no, as a child, that's probably one of the reasons I was a tomboy, because once I became a princess, I was like, oh. And being a black princess and seeing a black princess at the age of 24, like, I cried.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I am now into Disney. I finally went to Disney World for the last time in 20... First time in 22.
I went to Disney World as an adult. Don't hit me. And it was with
2 years ago.
It was with friends, and we went to this Frozen experience where it's like a sing along doing Frozen. I'm gonna cry. And the Let It Go lady came out, and everyone sitting behind us were these like middle aged gay men. And like they were crying and singing Let It Go, and I can just imagine it's like all of the hate you got from your family, like whatever the world said about you. And I was crying just thinking about what it must be like to be gay and of an older generation when it wasn't accepted. And I can imagine like you had a similar experience. I'm having goosebumps
going
right now
to
having
Disney World,
seeing yourself represented as a princess
going to Disney World, because I never really cared. It's expensive, but when we went to Animal Kingdom, as we're walking into an area, I hear this song playing, and I'm like, is that Sound of Blackness? You have to be an older black person to know about this popular music in the 90s in the black community.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a song called We Are the Drum from Sound of Blackness playing in freaking Disney World. And I was like, babe, I lost it. And I'm like, oh my God, they had a step team. I'm like, okay, Disney. So all my blackness was like celebrating. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing my African dances. Who do I tell so we can keep this going? It was Black History Month too. So yeah. Disney finally won me over.
They have a step competition in Disney.
It was more of just like a show, maybe like an educational celebrating blackness kind of thing.
I love step shows.
It was
shows.
So great. Really?
Yeah.
I just learned something really cool about you, Amy.
I went to college in Virginia.
Really?
Yeah, we had stepped people come through. It was so
fun. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think it's, and then now there's a white step team in Boston, and I'm like, I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
That's gonna be fun to watch.
Okay, and like, but like half of them are Asian. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Okay, yeah, the Asian folks are like the new black boy bands. Like, I just, this, I feel like all these questions are gonna be so complicated because every single, I'm like, well, it's.
Yeah. Do you have a tattoo?
No. Okay, that was easy.
Yeah, have you ever said huzzah? Like on purpose, not because you're
a
character.
I had to do it for work. Acting. I was assistant to the director for Peter Pan. And that is why I had to say huzzah a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. That was it. Only time.
Okay.
2012.
Do you have a cape?
I do have a few capes.
How big is your costume? I think really what this is, usually we're trying to find out what kind of a nerd you are, but I think I'm just yanking your chain here because I feel like we're the same kind of nerd. How big is your costume closet? Because you are in mine right now. Behind those doors, it's all costumes.
Oh! So we're going to look at this when the show's over, yes. Right? Okay. Yes. So that's what's hanging off under there.
Yeah. So there's a court gesture
hat. I had a whole section in the basement, but we had a horrible thing happen to our basement and we had to gut the whole thing.
Was your costumes down there? Did they get wet?
Most of them are okay, but I did have to throw...
Can I send money? Like, we need to started to go fund me.
I've had to get rid of a lot of costumes, but thank goodness I've gained so much weight. I probably couldn't wear a lot of the ones I got rid of anyway.
I hear you.
There are a few that made it, so I still got my Barbie costume because I'm bad like a Barbie. Yes, love it. But so I would say now there's just like kind of space. We're trying to build back what we can with the basement, so it's in a funky place right now. But it was pretty big.
Do you do wigs?
I have a lot of wigs, yes.
Yeah, that sounds... Yes. Like, I bet you have the good kind.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wanting to dabble over into a real wig.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to hear a fun secret out here that some people haven't figured out, even though it's all over TikTok, and by all over, like 200 people probably watch it on my TikTok. You know how my signature look is the fro with the bow?
Yeah.
As of June 15th, I've been wearing a wig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the only in January I had two shows where I wore my real hair and that's it. So I'm very tired of my hair and I want to shave my head right now.
Oh yeah.
So even my afro with the fro and the bow to keep my image going, I take it off so I could go do my other stuff.
This is Black Lady's superpower.
It is the best.
It's the suit. Like, you guys can do magnificent things with your hair.
But my white friends who know me well, they know that my hair looks better than the wig. And I'm like, I don't know if I should be proud or concerned that you know that information. But yes, it has been great being able to take off that Jessica it's all good thing and put it in the suitcase.
Performers have been doing it for a very long time. My grandmother had a wig. I'm having a flashback. She went through a wig phase in the late 60s.
I can't wait to see your wig, Amy.
Well, I don't have
a good
one.
You should braid your hair down.
How do you get, like, I have hair and you have hair too. Yeah. Like, how do you make it smooth enough that you can wear your wig?
Well, you've seen my hair puffed out, right?
Yeah.
The cornrows, this is how I keep my hair down, right?
Yeah.
So all I need is a wig cap and it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll show you some pictures. I look like a different person with my wigs on.
Mm-hmm.
For you, I've seen, because your hair would be thinner than mine, you probably can like put it like in a nice little bun or something, put a wig cap over it to keep it in place.
And then put the wig on top.
You could do
just
that.
Have like a lump in the back.
Well, yeah, you know, there's going to be some work on that. There's someone who can help you with that.
I want to do like the Marie Antoinette, like she had a boat in her hair. I saw one that was getting made for a drag queen and I was like, I want to go to there. Like, it hurts your neck. It's
really
that big.
Crazy. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I'm not going to wear it on stage or anything. I just wear it around the house in my muumuu. Make the dog scared. Get the dog barking at it.
I see why you're a comedian, Amy. You got a lot going on up there.
I grew up an only child in the country on a dirt road, so there's a lot of talking to myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I didn't have siblings.
Wow.
You get a little close to the mental illness. It's fun.
Oh.
Just a little tickle.
Okay, good to know. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Jessica, it's all good. I feel like you are a joy bot. Has God told you that? A joy
bot? What's a joy bot?
A bot for joy. A joy
bot. Like a robot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A joy bot. A costume nerd.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie nerd. Is that a thing?
I'm
obsessed with food tours, and I think that's maybe someone.
You know what?
Foodie.
Okay. I love a food tour, but I don't know if I like it because of the food or because I like winning over the other people on the tour, and like I turn it into the Amy Brown comedy show. Like, I don't tell anyone I'm a comedian.
I would love to go on a food tour.
And then I start
you.
Doing a little bit of jokes here and there. And at the end, I reveal, I'm a professional comedian. Follow me. I have a show tonight. Buy tickets.
So I did a food tour in Vegas recently. And like 8 people came to the comedy show that night or the next night because they met me at a food tour.
Yes. Yeah.
That kind of stuff is kind of cool.
Yeah. Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I did that in Spain.
I hope I can get to Spain for my 40th birthday. I want to do a European cruise is what I'm thinking. And I think you can stop by Spain on a boat, right?
Barcelona have a port.
Okay.
The Barcelona. It's a good time. Yeah. You can get to Spain on a boat.
Okay, okay, cool. I think I'm going to do that because all my cruises have been like Caribbean. So
yeah, I've done one cruise and I got sick as a dog.
Oh, you're one of those.
I am egg salad. I don't travel well.
I'm sorry.
Do you get sick in the boat?
I party my butt off. People think I work there. When it's over, I have all the nicknames. Like, there's Tina Turner. Oh, it's the newlywed. My husband's with me. There's a newlywed couple because we always get chosen for the game, the married game.
Oh, my God.
One time I opened my bedroom door and the people across from us were like, oh, my God, it's her. Then they're like, yo, come look. Come look. And now they all these, like, a whole white family just staring out the window. Look at her. I'm like, hi, yo. Hey.
I haven't seen a black person before.
They were just like, I become an instant star on the boat. I get the conga lines going. They probably were. That makes less sense. Yeah, I've never seen one of those before. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But, like, I always, because I'll do karaoke. I'll get into all the games. I was Miss Norwegian one time.
I love it.
Miss Norwegian of 2018, November. Thank you.
You're so much fun. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yes, yes. When I used to take my son to his, like, mommy me classes, we'd sing, and the people would look at me because they would think, wait, is she the one leading us? Because I was singing so loud and selling it. Yeah. One time my husband lost me at a party, a Halloween party, and then he looked around and I was leading the conga line. Yeah.
My husband already knows. He'll usually have my purse. He'll have something to wipe my face with and some water. He is really good at, like, having
he's your
my
keeper.
He is so great. Yes.
You're the talent.
And when I go dance with someone who has rhythm, he'll be there on the sideline waiting for me to get back so he can give me my napkins. Then some dude's like, I'm sorry, I was dancing with your wife. He's like, no, she needed someone with rhythm. Then I'll go dance with him. Like, he's a great husband.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, I love it. Yeah, you're one, like, yes, fun. You're fun. You're a fun Thanks. Nerd. She's nerdy for fun.
I'm nerdy for
Jessica.
Fun.
You heard it all here. Jessica, it's all good, is nerdy for fun.
Wherever I go, there's fun.
There's fun. We got to figure out your alter ego.
Okay.
Snatch basket.
Okay. Amy, you're very disturbing. I don't know what. No. No, we can't. No.
Because a basket of plenty, a cornucopia.
Is that what you thought you sounded like? Is that what you think that sounded like? Okay.
Just something for
everyone.
For those
everyone. Who can't see the producer back there, he's doing this. Oh, gosh. I can't.
He's, yeah.
I've tried right. it. Like, it's very funny to watch this from here, but you can't see it. I feel like this should be a sitcom. Like, Rachel's like, there she goes again, and she did it again.
Oh my gosh, he's my keeper.
No, keeper. I'm not. I just yeah. no. I'm just saying, there's no keeping. Like, I can't control any of this.
I'm very expensive. Yeah. Joel can't afford this. All right, thank you, my love, for coming.
Aww,
on
Oh, thank you for
I love
having
you.
Me.
Aww.
You're awesome and slightly disturbing.
Ooh, me.